It's now 4 million refugees. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's how many Ukrainians have fled the fighting in their country. Most have gone to Poland. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski told Fox,
"We are at capacity. And of course, if there is escalation in Ukraine, if we have to deal with the second wave of refugees, the situation will become very, very difficult."
He wants more European countries to share the burden of housing them. And an advisor to Ukraine's president says Russian forces have pulled back some around the capital, moving toward the east, which Russia says it will be doing. However,
residents in Kyiv reported some of the heaviest shelling to date. And while Russian forces continue to pulverize the cities in the south and east, devastation in Mariupol, that city reduced to rubble, and in Mykolaiv, a rocket striking a government administration building reportedly killing at least 14 and injuring 36 others.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. It hasn't set up how much compensation to give African Americans over slavery in the U.S. past, but a task force in California has ended a debate about who to pay the reparations.
Should they include black immigrants who came to the U.S. in the 20th century? Maybe black people who have suffered from systemic racism? Ultimately, the task force has decided those in the U.S. after the 19th century didn't share the trauma of people who'd been enslaved.
Fox's Jill Nato. A part of a Pennsylvania highway reopened early this morning on Interstate 81 days after a snow squall led to a series of car crashes. At least three people were killed. Also overnight, way up over our heads,
undocking confirmed.
We confirm again.
That was on NASA TV when astronaut Mark Vandehei started his journey home in a Soyuz with two Russian cosmonauts. He set an American record spending 355 days in space. They're now going through the Earth's atmosphere, scheduled to land in Kazakhstan in about a half hour. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A lot of Americans will be getting jabbed again, getting a fourth COVID vaccine shot 4 months after their last dose.
The CDC says in a statement that following FDA regulatory guidance, they now recommend allowing certain immunocompromised people and those over the age of 50 to get a second COVID booster. Last week, the outgoing head of the White House COVID response team, Jeff Zients, said they have enough supply for this, but without additional funding authorized by Congress.
If the science shows that fourth doses are needed for the general population later this year, we will not have the supply necessary to ensure shots are available, free and easy.
In the statement, the CDC said those who had the first booster were 21 times less likely to die and 7 times less likely to be hospitalized during the recent Omicron surge compared to the unvaccinated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
3/4 of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated, but only about a half of them have gotten a first booster shot. This is the number of COVID cases in the U.S. has just hit 80 million total in the Johns Hopkins tracker. Worldwide, it's 485 million pandemic infections. A change is coming to the NFL next season.
A proposal by the Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles cleared the 24 votes needed from NFL owners to adopt new rules regarding overtime. However, the changes will only be made to the playoffs. Now, postseason games that head to OT will see each team get at least one offensive possession. This in response to the maligned ending of the Kansas City Chiefs-Buffalo Bills AFC Division Round game earlier this year. However, the overtime rules are going to stay the same for the regular season. If a team scores a touchdown on the opening drive, they win the game. The vote happening during NFL league meetings down in Florida Tuesday with the Miami Dolphins, Minnesota Vikings, and Cincinnati Bengals voting against the change. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after the Dow surged up over 300 points. The price of oil, which dipped under $100 a barrel yesterday, has risen back up this morning, back over 106. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.